AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The number of people filing for unemployment last week rose to the highest level in 2 months. The number had reached pandemic lows. Economists are calling the increase most likely a blip caused by some one-time factors. Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris is a doctor. He says the Delta variant is here to stay.
That's the bad news. It's a more transmissible variant. The good news is it looks like it's no more virulent. That in fact, if you look at deaths and hospitalizations, it's probably no worse than the original virus or the variants.
The partisan divisions over President Biden's infrastructure plan seem to extend to the American public. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
An APNORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds 8 in 10 Americans favor more funding for roads, bridges, and ports. But the differences grow from there. Just 55% approve of how the president's handling infrastructure as he tries to push a $973 billion deal through Congress. Democrats are looking to separately take up a $3.5 trillion proposal to cover things like child tax credits and free community college. About 3/4 of Democrats back both proposals. Only about 1/4 of Republicans support free community college, and 1/3 favor the tax credit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department is launching gun trafficking strike forces in 5 cities. It's part of an effort to reduce spiking violent crime. A man from Britain, Joseph O'Connor, wanted in the U.S. in connection with a Twitter hack that compromised dozens of influential accounts, has been jailed in Spain while he awaits possible extradition. O'Connor is accused of involvement in a July 2020 hack of more than 130 accounts, including those of prominent politicians, celebrities, and technology moguls. A wobbly mixed start to the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. The Olympic opening ceremony director has been fired. The AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Because of a Holocaust joke he made on a comedy show in 1998, Organizing Committee President Seiko Hashimoto announced opening ceremony director Kentaro Kobayashi has been dismissed. Kobayashi was accused of using a joke about the Holocaust in his comedy act, including the phrase, "Let's play Holocaust," in one of his shows. The dismissal came one day before Friday's opening ceremony for the pandemic-delayed Tokyo Games. I'm Mike Gracia.
The African country of Guinea is pulling out of this year's Olympics. There were 5 athletes representing the country. The coronavirus and its variants are being blamed for the withdrawal. Guinea has participated in the Olympics 11 times, but has never won a medal. North Korea is the only other country to have pulled out of the Tokyo Olympics, also citing the coronavirus. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.